did central planning ever work?
No, I don't think central planning did not work to the full expectation, even in the earlier stages of economic growth. The countries which opted for the central planning in terms of directive central planning could do better with a more market-oriented economic system.
So even at the very beginning, when they started industrializing, you don't think central planning was the only answer?
No, I don't think so. One could even add that the central planning overburdens underdeveloped economy because it requires a lot of bureaucracy. So perhaps even if it is less suited from this point of view to a less developed economy, then it's more developed economy. So at every stage, it's not the perfect solution.
What are the basic things that are wrong with central planning?
Oh, it's a couple of them. First, it cannot. There's a couple of things which are wrong with the central planning, central directive planning. One is that it cannot harmonize the economy, because there is a shortage of the information available to the central planners, and that's why there's a lot of shortage. There are widespread shortages. Secondly, central planning involves monopolies, extreme monopolies, and monopolies, as well known, involve inefficiency, extreme inefficiency. So at least these two points, which are responsible for the poor performance of the central directive planning.
Is there also a problem about information in the system, about people being honest about things?
Yes, there is one of the biggest problems. The central planners require information about what is going on in the factories, but this information is obviously not available to them directly. So they have to rely on the information supplied to them by the managers, which have incentives not to tell the truth about their possibilities, because they know in turn that the information they give to the central planners would serve as a basis for the target they get. So it is in their interest to reduce, to present their possibilities as being lower than the true possibilities.
How does the party continue to interact with the economy here in Poland?
I think the party interacts with the economy in various ways, perhaps less formally than before, but still it is a force in the economy. First of all, as far as the nominating and firing of managers is concerned. Here, officially, there is competition as a system within which everybody can apply to become a director. It has to be to pass certain tests. But the party intervenes in the early stage by a kind of an unwritten law, which says that every candidate has to have the party recommendation. And it can also, of course, intervene through the state bodies. Anyway, the distinction between the party and the state administration in this kind of the economic system is something artificial, because the party is the state, or the party is the part of the state.
Are there real reforms now going on in communist Europe?
No, I think some countries are heading in these directions, like, for example, Hungary. But in my view, they did not pass a required threshold of changes, which is pretty high. There's a lot of changes in the economic system should be done at the same time. That's why it is politically difficult.
Why is it politically difficult?
Because you have to change, basically, one has to reduce the power of the party and state administration. And every reduction of power, what is important, this necessary reduction of power is extensive. It does not mean a minor modification. And any reduction, how to compel or induce an absolute ruler to renounce a good deal of its power, it's a problem.
Will there also be some resistance from people in society to such reforms, real reforms?
Oh, yes. It's one part. I think this political obstacle, which I mentioned, is the basic one. But there's also, a social barrier to the economic reform, in a sense that the economic reform cannot produce its effect without any costs. there are some costs involved too in terms of higher prices of the threat of unemployment, and it's not acceptable to everybody. I think also there's a certain link between the political obstacle or political situation and the economic, the social obstacle. The problem is that not everybody can understand the content of the economic reform. And many people form their judgment about the economic reform in the, on the basis, do they trust the people who are in charge of the state or not? So if they do not trust them, then they could distrust the economic reform too. And for example, not to be willing to tighten their belts in the hope that after a while they are going to live better, to be better off.
What in your view is really necessary for real economic reform?
At least 4 points, because the traditional system has four basic features. First, there's a command planning, telling people what to do, telling enterprises what to do. Second, there's an extremely monopolized multi-level system of organization. Third, the competences to form and dissolve enterprises are monopolized at the top. And the fourth, there's a massive redistribution of profit among enterprises through various quasi-financial institutions, which are called banks, but they are not banks in the true sense of this word. In my view, an economic reform which has a chance to produce, to increase efficiency, has to abolish these four elements, or rather to replace them by a more market-oriented mechanism.
Can I ask you, what do you think would be the political consequences of real economic reform in these countries if they actually happened? Would there be social disorder almost?
Very difficult to say, because the situation could differ from one country to another. Do you mean Poland?
Yeah.
I think that I cannot really form any firm prediction about the possible political situation as a result of the economic reform, because to a large extent it depends who would be in charge of the economic reform. And secondly, how well the economic reform would be realized, because you can do the same program with certain safeguards or without safeguards. So I think if there are certain safeguards, like for example, social allowances for unemployment, which could rise, then the danger of social upheaval would be much less.
Can I ask you now, in Poland, what is the state of house building?
Oh, it's desperate. I think it's a dramatic situation here. About 50% of young couples do not have their own apartment. And the gap between the number of people demanding a new apartment and number of apartments built is growing in recent years.
Why is that?
This situation is due, first of all, to the neglect of the residential construction. There were very serious mistakes made in the 70s. The mistakes being the choice of an improper technology consisting of building houses out of prefabricated huge concrete blocks, and this technology proved to be extremely expensive. Another mistake was not to prepare the land, the ground for new housing, which is a clear planning mistake, something which should be avoided under the central planning. And also, there was a limitation and partly a destruction of private sector in the building industries. So the combination of these and other factors limited the possibilities to build new apartments under the conditions where the number of young people wanting a new apartment, needing a new apartment, is growing.
Well, what is the quality of the apartments that the people can get?
Well, there's a lot of complaints, justified complaints, I think, about the quality of the apartments, although I think most of the people waiting for many years are happy to get any apartment at all.
What's wrong with the apartments? Give me some examples.
Now, perhaps I think the basic problem probably is the size of them. For many people, they are too small, and there's a shortage of apartments to reach bigger apartments. And in other words, you have, after getting a new apartment, you have to usually to do a lot of repairs on your own or using specialists So no, the finishing is not properly done.
After martial law, there was a number of economic reforms promised, but what didn't happen was any cutback in the bureaucracy, the nomenclatura. Or how would you explain that?
Because the balance of forces has changed to the advantage of bureaucracy. The social pressure in the form of Solidarity and other organizations has disappeared, and bureaucracy has found itself in charge of economic reform. The second reason is that the economic reform was not radical enough, did not create enough room for the market mechanism, and that's why there's a need for the bureaucracy to replace the market, to intervene in various parts of the economy. So I think basically two reasons.
On the house building front, is the shortage of houses due to the fact that house building firms are not making any profits, they're very unprofitable?
No, not at all, and it's a kind of paradox that the shortage of housing and good profits, average profits of building firms go hand in hand. And this is due to the fact that those firms are monopolist, so they can charge very high prices for their services, such as to cover the expenses, despite the fact that there's a decline in the number of houses and apartments being built.
But wouldn't they make more money if they built even more houses that were highly priced?
But why should they bother? There's also a question of effort. And also, who would profit by building? It's not just organizations, but people, concrete people who would profit. And are there any people who would profit by building more houses? I don't think so.
But wouldn't young Polish people who want houses benefit?
Oh, that's of course, but they are not those people who are in charge of building houses or making decisions.
After martial law, where did support from the party come from?
I think that this, after the martial law, the support of the for the party came mostly from the ranks of the bureaucracy. And we had a paradoxical situation that the bureaucracy itself was charged with the economic reform, which theoretically required to cut bureaucracy. And this would be one of the reasons why the economic reform is not radical, has been not radical enough. Another one is that the very project of economic reform was not radical enough and did not create enough room for the operation of market forces. And that's why a lot of detailed intervention by the bureaucracy was required. That's why it was a demand for the bureaucracy.
Is house building shortages in Poland due to the fact that house building firms are not profitable?
Not at all. On average, they are very profitable because they can charge higher and higher prices to cover ever-growing costs. And this is due to a couple of factors. First being the fact that they are monopolist, so they have no competition. And they are not very much interested as monopolists to increase the production if they can achieve the financial objective by charging higher prices. In some cases, they cannot do this to increase the production even if they wanted to, because they are constrained by shortage of building materials. So you can have a kind of vicious circle.